items mentioned in What's for Sale are those of the original poster. This segment is in no way an endorsement of any items, products, or people, and we take no responsibility for the products, prices, or services provided. Shop smart, shop safely online. What's for Sale is powered by Adult and Teen Challenge Super Thrift. Discover what makes us super.
And here we are on Friday, and of course, this is what we do. Highlight some items on Facebook Marketplace, the ones that really stand out. John and Candy are here, and we're going to go through these this morning. I think we should all pretty much just discuss the elephant in the room, and that is...
John, what?
No.
What did you just say? What did you just say? You want to start with that today after all the things that have happened already this morning?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Remember this moment, Candy. Right? Remember this moment. I'm telling you, you'll never know how or when, but it is coming back.
I have lost my train of thought.
Wow.
We all have one item that has been, we've seen. I will tell you right now, I'm telling you right now, on Monday, I got this from a listener. Her name is Rena. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, I'm sharing this regardless if this is sold or not. It's not sold because I'm wondering who the heck would buy this?
I had about 15 different people send this to me.
Grayson sent it to me, our friend Grayson from Georgia's. And so everybody, we have to talk about it. And now, listen, because of the way sometimes this show goes, I'm going to warn both of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know my thoughts on this topic.
I get it.
On the radio. Mm-hmm. So I don't want this going sideways.
I hear you. Because
some of the commentary off the air by Miss Candace over here has been a little on the inappropriate side. It's a family show, Candace.
Let's just start
by
saying...
teaching me well.
No. It's an antique toilet and a sink combo, and it's from our jail.
Is it our jail?
We don't know if it's our jail.
I don't think it's our jail.
Just run with it. It's our jail. My question is, to know how someone came across
this. How'd you get it?
There was a reno and you removed it, but why would you want it?
Or when he was leaving, he asked for some kind of memento.
A memento, and that's what he got.
That's true. I spent a number of years here. Do you mind if I take the toilet sink combo with me?
Oh my gosh.
So does the water from the sink go into the toilet is my question.
No, it goes down the same drain, Candy. Okay. And you know what? And it doesn't go up in case that's what you were worried about too.
If you really have an opportunity to check this out on the marketplace, please do so. It's also on Thunder Bay Buy and Sell. But again, I got to say, I have to admit, the combination of the sink at the top, it's quite convenient, actually.
Well, maybe for genders. Okay, some genders, yes. Not for all genders.
Yeah, very good. That's fair.
What are you talking about?
Because
the toilet and the sink work the same way for whichever. What are you talking about?
At the same time.
It's on sale for $150.
Things
right?
at the same time.
Yes. I like the color, though.
Well, I was going to point out the color. It is, I would say that it's steel, but you'll notice that around the bowl that it is missing a lot of either paint or there's some kind of corrosion.
It's like concrete, isn't it? Is it concrete?
I don't know if they're concrete.
It kind of looks like concrete.
You know what? I haven't spent a lot of time in jail, so I don't know.
But the faucets are all removed.
No, they don't come with faucets.
Oh.
It's just a little spout because a faucet could be used. This is what I didn't want
to
do. So we all got the same thing. It's a toilet. And my question is, does it work?
I'm going to say from the photo, I don't think it does.
Okay. But you also said previously off the air, and we're not expanding on it.
But I would like it. I would use it as a planter. You can have two different kinds of, you can grow some green onions.
Green onions, and it'll make it look just as nice.
I'm not coming to your house for a salad.
I'll tell you what you're not growing in it is potatoes. I'll tell you that. Okay, so that's enough. Move on.
Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. We can go for an hour on that.
Okay, so I found this one. So we see a lot of furniture on this on buy and sell. Some is very, very good. Some, well, they say it's good, not so good. I found this recliner chair. It's I'm going to read the description. I'm selling a recliner chair that is in excellent condition.
It has
leg rest built into the recliner. It needs a little clean, but it's a decent recliner chair. $200. You can message or text for info. Now, it's gray in color.
Can you just show it
look
to us?
Look at this.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It looks like a carton of milk was dropped on it.
But there look at the like dirt and
there
stuff.
There is dirt. There is stains. I'm sure the leg rest works. This isn't just a little clean. Like this needs to go for a full detail car.
No, it needs a reupholstery. Or is what it needs. Yes.
Or just needs to go to the landfill.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, nice.
$200 though.
Nice,
all right.
Nice find, Candy.
John.
You know, sometimes I believe that children are our future.
Oh, and, you know and, what? You just teach them well.
No, listen. So these are the kinds of products that I kind of get fascinated with because I don't understand why they still exist. And so, but then I get to thinking to myself, self, and I know it's me because I recognize my voice. And I say, self, maybe there is still functions for these calculators. Like, maybe there still is a reason you would need these calculators.
Old school. I love those.
Oh, I'm getting PTSD from that.
Well, but here's the thing. These Casio calculators, these were expensive ones back in the day. Well, here's the problem with these ones. They're not solar powered.
Okay? Oh, no.
These need batteries. So I'm not sure who's selling a calculator for $10, but... $10 for a calculator when I can just swipe down on my phone and have the same functions. I don't get it. $10 in the marketplace.
But does it have all the functions on your phone?
Oh, yeah. You can square root until the cows come home. You know, I use the square root button.
I had like a T3. Is that what what you needed to have?
Tylenol 3?
Sure. No! You can put the Hypsin or costs on there, too. It's all on there, too. The Hypsin, because you use the Hypsin all the time. Turn the phone sideways, Danny.
There's your sideways.
Oh, there's all the functions. There you go. There
you
go.
That,
no, I did not, actually. I just learned something new.
Turn the phone sometimes. That's all I got.
I'm sorry. Texts are coming in about the toilet.
Of course.
On the toilet sink combo, for those thrifty people, you'll save a couple of bucks on drains and
pipes. That is true, because so, you don't need to buy a faucet. It's all in one.
Rena likes that you're not coming to my house for salad, but John already said he's going to come.
Okay,
so
that's fair.
By bringing
someone
potatoes.
Also asked, just wondering how many famous criminals may have sat on that toilet.
Well,
I don't know.
You know what? It's too bad that they weren't signed.
Oh,
they could have put a signature on the side.
To a whole new level.
Oh, God.
Keeping with the theme of furniture, this came across on my marketplace, and I was shocked at this. Someone is selling two recliner leather couches, and I find it rather... Oh, did you
see? I saw this one.
I
find it rather offensive that this individual who's selling it says the leather is worn out a bit. I just don't even know how to explain
it. The leather is ripped off of it.
There is no leather on that seat.
There is nothing left to this. How dare you say it's worn out? $80 on the marketplace. You go in at $1.50, okay?
No, they should pay someone to take it out.
Oh, that's where you just get the junk truck to come and pick it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I found this one. A nice, solid set of billiard balls.
Oh, very nice.
There.
So you need a table, yeah?
There's no table. It's just
Fair.
Why would we just want the balls? And I guess if you have the table already.
But how many balls are in a pool thing? 12, 13?
Very good question.
I
can't remember.
Plus the white ball and the
black
ball.
Both of you. Really?
How many?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine,
12? 12 plus the white ball and the black ball, right?
No? What?
13?
The black ball is number 8.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, Danny is actually typing it in right now.
He's going to the Google.
I can't believe you guys.
22?
What?
No.
The game is played with 22 balls made up of one white ball, 15 red balls. No, that's snooker.
That's not snooker. It's snooker.
Isn't it 16? 16 plus the cue ball. Is that right?
Pocket billiards.
How do I get into these? Where did I find these people?
How many pool balls are on?
15.
Thank you.
15 plus the cue ball. So 16.
Yes.
Oh, wait. So someone is selling a full tray of pool balls.
Oh,
no
brand
table.
New.
But.
There's one missing.
The yellow stripe one is missing.
That would be the 11.
So they have two number sixes. One is dull, one is shiny. So that's how they tell
it
apart.
Oh, so that's how you know.
I'm sorry.
I would be, after a couple wobbly pops, I would be forgetting which one is which now.
Did you say the yellow one's missing?
The yellow stripe.
That's my favorite
one. Is that 11? I think it's 11.
No, it's 9. 9.
No, 9 is solid yellow.
No, it says it's missing the 9 stripe, according to this ad.
What do I
know? 9 is solid yellow is 1, John. The 9 stripe.
Oh, sorry.
Is 9.
Thank you.
So the 9 stripe is missing, so there is 2 sixes now.
How much?
$40.
Well, if you're missing a ball, you got to go in at $250.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good night, Irene.
That's all I have.
Oh, that's it? Okay, so I have one last thing on here, and I know as soon as I saw this, I thought, I'm not going to be very popular when I bring this up. But you know what? It opens up an entire can of worms, and I actually don't care.
What else would we rather do on a Friday?
For sale in the marketplace this morning if you want to relive some historic moments in country music. Mm. If you want to support a sellout, potentially referred to as a racist and a guy who likes to throw chairs off the top of a building, what better way to celebrate Morgan Wallen by buying his t-shirt for sale in the marketplace today? Because really, what says ew like a Morgan Wallen t-shirt? Because this for $50 could be yours. You know what the fun part about this shirt is? With all of his troubles and tribulations in his life and the trouble he has caused, the shirt tour name is One Night at a Time. Isn't that the truth, Morgan? $50 in the marketplace. Somebody donated to me, and I'll use it to wash my truck. Come on, Morgan Wallen.
My gosh, that was intense.
Yeah, come on. Like, how many more times does he have to get into trouble? No wonder you're selling his shirt.
Yeah.
And it's not even a nice shirt.
No, like, actually, it's kind of boring.
Now, the question is, who's going to actually buy that? Right?
Nobody. Well, especially, it depends. If you're into that stuff, then it's just a nice advertisement for this seller.
You can it to clean the toilet if you buy the
toilet.
There
you go! Get it free with the jail toilet.
Done. Perfect. Or just put it over that fading leather sofa, whatever. Everything
by the
works.
Way, breaking news. Breaking news. The Diefenbaccia was sold.
Oh.
So I just want to let you know from a couple of weeks ago.
Wait, what was the that's the plant with the dust.
The rubber plant with the dust.
Sorry, I thought it was in the encyclopedia.
No, that's Fuken Locker.
Really?
What is it called?
Really? This show has gone into the jail toilet.
What's the name of the encyclopedias?
Funkin Wangle.
Oh, I was close.
I was about to say Henkel Trocken, but that's champagne.
I'm going to bed.
It's done.